From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. V.S. Naipaul has won this year's Nobel Prize for Literature. The Swedish Academy made the announcement this morning in Stockholm. In its statement, the Academy hailed the novelist and travel writer as an heir to Joseph Conrad. NPR's Rick Carr reports.
Vidyadhar Suraj Prasad Naipaul's life and work have been shaped by empire and its aftermath. He was born in 1932 in Trinidad, which at the time was a British colony. He's descended from Indians who were brought there by the British. Many of Naipaul's more than two dozen novels and books of nonfiction explore the state of societies that were once colonies. Homi Bhabha is a professor of English at Harvard and a Naipaul scholar. He says the writer is unique among his contemporaries in his ability to make readers feel deeply conflicted about his topics.
I think Naipaul divides people because Naipaul himself divides the world between the world that has been peripheralized, marginalized, what we might loosely call the third world, which he sees not only as a victim of colonization, he does this very well, but also as a world that somehow doesn't have it within it to kind of rise again, to recreate or to find a cultural and civilizational glory.
In other words, Bhabha says, Naipaul is sympathetic to the third world, but he feels its societies carry the seeds of their own perceived failures to measure up. That plays out as a kind of cultural embarrassment, Bhabha says, that's experienced by characters in Naipaul's early novels set in his native Caribbean.
They feel very ashamed of the culture in which they live. The Indians feel ashamed of being Indian and also of being colonized. The French, the kids of the French Caribbean feel also again isolated and ashamed that in their society there isn't a kind of a world culture, a culture that feeds the world.
And yet, Bhabha says, Naipaul creates characters that are funny, witty, and resourceful, people who strive for autonomy against the odds. Ismail Merchant says Naipaul's characters are simply unforgettable. Merchant is the film producer and director, half of the team of Merchant and Ivory. He recently finished an adaptation of Naipaul's first novel, The Mystic Masseur. Merchant says in the book, Naipaul seriously contemplates post-colonial society while being really funny.
The central character is just a joyride, as we call it, from the humble beginning to becoming a mystic, to healer, to a politician, and to a writer, you know? So it's that journey that takes you, and no matter what nationality you are completely committed to this journey and the success of the main character.
Naipaul himself told NPR in an interview last year that one of his most important skills as a writer is his ability to step back and view even his own experiences from a distance.
Unless I could make this experience large enough in its references, rather than petty, as the reality was, I couldn't have dealt with it. I had to do that stepping back, refine this emotion, and present it.
Naipaul's Nobel Prize is the latest of several prestigious literary awards. The Mystic Masseur won Britain's Rees Prize for Young Authors, and the novel In a Free State won the Booker Prize. Naipaul has lived in Britain for more than half a century. He was knighted by Queen Elizabeth in 1990. Rick Carr, NPR News.